Hubris, post 843. Joe Biden had a disastrous debate which exposed the debilitating effects of his age for all to see. As of this writing, he is fighting against withdrawing and allowing some younger candidate to take his place against Trump. The Supreme Court ruled in Chevron that corporations may essentially determine environmental policy and enforcement. The Supreme Court ruled today that presidents have immunity for official acts. As Justice Sotomayor noted in her dissent, this would allow the president to order SEAL Team 6 to assassinate a political opponent. Donald Trump continues to be Donald Trump, and if reelected, according to today's ruling, may rule as a king. Two things link these four terrible actions. All are evidence of an acute and deep-set hubris, and all of us are utterly powerless to affect them, unless you are full-blown MAGA, in which case these are happy days. Hubris is always accompanied by blindness, a blindness that masquerades as wisdom, as in, for example, others keep saying I'm too old to run for president, but I know I am the only one who can beat Trump and I feel just fine. I had one bad night, that's all. Or, the courts will make sure that our air and water are not poisoned, public land stolen, animals made extinct. We know better than anyone. Or, presidents will be constrained only by their virtue. Or, Trump will not take brutal, inhuman acts as president. Not again. I fear that only daily catastrophes will move us to reform, but then I'm no longer sure reform as a word possible in our politics makes any sense. Today feels like we have passed a line. Now what opens before us is a reckoning that will last a generation and will bring unimagined destruction in its wake.